Greetings and blessings to you, dear listener. This is the Scions of Christ podcast. I want to begin by explaining to you how the Scions of Christ came about. This story begins in 2007, where I had an enlightenment. It was October 27th, 2007. I was at work, late at night, all by myself. I was going through a very rough period in my life, and I decided that night that I would go outside and sit in meditation until truth or understanding struck me, or I died. I truly did not care which, though secretly, I will admit I wished I would just die. I sat there in meditation for what seemed like maybe a half an hour at the most. I came to my natural state, stood up feeling rather defeated because I didn't perceive anything great happening. As I re-entered the building I worked in, I looked at the clock and I realized 4 hours had passed. I was astonished. Even when I tried really hard, I was never able to meditate for more than half an hour. And even during those times, it was interrupted. However, somehow, 4 hours had gone by. I was rather shocked. I went back out to look at where I had been sitting, hoping to find some clue as to what happened. I discovered that where I sat, there was a perfect circle. Around where I sat, the snow had begun to fall, except for where I sat. That was interesting as well, but other than those things, I didn't think anything great had happened. I thought perhaps I dozed off to sleep, or maybe I'd misread the time before I went out. But in any event, I went home after that, took a shower, and laid down to bed as I normally would. I fell asleep instantly. Very soon after, I was confronted by what I can only gather was the Great White Brotherhood. For those of you who are not familiar, the Great White Brotherhood is a collection of the wise men and women that have come throughout history. They stood before me in a V-shaped pattern with Jesus at the front. He handed me a small black book, which I can only assume is the Bible or some version thereof. I began to see visions. I saw everything imaginable, from water falling off of a leaf into a small pond, making ripples, to great wars. I stood amongst battlefields, explosions, gunfire, people screaming, people dying, blood. I saw beautiful things, the birth of a child, birthday celebrations, flowers opening in bloom. Looking back on this, I believe I saw probably every single human emotion that one could ever possibly imagine. At the end of these visions, Jesus spoke to me and he said, "I want you to teach. I want you to show people what I really am about. Because what has been happening in the world up until this point is not what I intended." I was flabbergasted by this. Though by that time I had been a pastor, I had been through seminary, and I was a legally ordained minister. I never considered myself much of a holy man. I knew that sin grew within me. I knew that I had trouble maintaining my grasp upon all things that were holy. Not only did I not think that I was much of a holy man, but I knew I certainly wasn't some sort of guru or the second Jesus, if you will. I never considered myself great like that. Fast forward to 2014, I had an appendix surgery. During that surgery, the anesthetician had given me too much anesthesia, and I was clinically dead for 42 seconds. They had to bring me back. They had to resuscitate me. During those 42 seconds, I found myself standing in a void. Misty, cloudy, however you may perceive that. Floating. Though standing firm on seemingly nothing. A man walked up to me. Oddly, he appeared to be dressed like he was from the 50s. Blue jeans, black leather jacket, black hair that had been slicked back. He simply handed me a small black book again, which again, I assumed to be the Bible, or some version thereof. And he simply said to me, "You're not finished." And then I awoke in the hospital bed to be told what had happened to me. Between 2007 and 2014, I continued to have visions as I slept. I perceived things, I knew things, I heard things, sometimes clearly audibly. God was speaking to me directly, encouraging me to speak, encouraging me to teach, almost commanding me to fulfill the charge he had given me. These things have persisted till today. That is why I have begun this podcast. I have begun to teach people. I have begun to spread the word of Jesus, his true mission. I have begun to teach God's true nature. You see, my friends, we have been lied to for centuries. The Jesus that walked the face of the earth, very limited in what we were told about him in the Bible. Probably over 90% of the Bible are words of regular men, influenced by man's desires. Very, very little of what Jesus taught is actually in the Bible. But I hesitantly tell you today that I know Jesus. I know God better than any of those people told you about. Perhaps they knew. Perhaps they didn't. Perhaps they knew, yet saw an opportunity for themselves. No matter the reason, you have been misled for centuries. You have been taught to believe that you must serve on your knees with fear and trembling. This is not God. God is an existence of love, of abundance, of peace. Though some of the rules still do exist, because they are not just rules written in a book. They are nature's rules. They are the rules of creation. I will share these things with you in this podcast. For any of you who consider yourselves Christian, who want to know more. I encourage you to continue to listen to this podcast, but do so with an open heart. The things I tell you, I have been told by God Himself for many years now. It is not my intent that you follow me. It is not my intent that you worship me. I am simply fulfilling my duty as a scion of Christ to tell you the truth. Now, another thing I must tell you. For those of you who listen to this, and my words speak to you, they call you home. There are very few who will be chosen. The book of Revelations tells us that only 144,000 people will be chosen by God to lead the rest. Out of the millions and millions of people today who call themselves Christians, only 144,000 of them will be counted among the sheep of Jesus. The rest will be left to us. The rest will be called slaves. We will be the saints. The scions of Christ will rise, and we will lead others to salvation or damnation, as is God's will. So for those of you who instantly reject my words, you have identified yourself. For those of you who hear my words, listen. Come home. Many blessings to anyone who listens. May you live in peace and in God's love. Thank you.